Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 21. Why the rich must get richer. Debates about economic growth usually turn on the tension between material benefits and moral drawbacks. Rising living standards are fine in themselves, but the endless quest for them tends to be morally compromising. Or so goes a commonly expressed point of view. Anti-globalists and other critics of capitalism press the point hardest, but even proponents of growth often cast the issue this way. Growth is worth having, especially in the developing countries where poverty kills people, but in the rich world the case is less clear. After a certain point, the pursuit of more wealth may be futile and morally enervating, especially if it burdens other people and future generations. There is more to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness than a faster car and an iPod Nano. Benjamin Friedman, a professor of economics at Harvard University, would doubtless agree with much of this, but not with the recurring contrast that is drawn between material benefits and moral costs. The moral consequences of economic growth is a thorough, historically detailed, accessible exploration of an argument that was made, as Mr. Friedman points out, by Adam Smith in the 18th century, and subsequently neglected. A society experiencing economic growth is likely to be happier and more successful than another that is not, even if the no-growth society has achieved a higher but stagnant standard of living. Mr. Friedman argues that conventional thinking about economic growth is too narrow. It neglects its moral and political benefits. The value of a rising standard of living lies not just in the concrete improvements it brings to how individuals live, but in how it shapes the social, political, and ultimately the moral character of a people. Growing prosperity, history suggests, makes people more tolerant, more willing to settle disputes peacefully, more inclined to favour democracy. Stagnation and economic decline are associated with intolerance, ethnic strife, and dictatorship. It is not obvious that it should be true, so why has this tended in practice to happen? Mr. Friedman's explanation is that people's sense of well-being is essentially relative. They become accustomed to any fixed standard of living, rich or poor. They are happiest if they feel their standard of living is rising, something that in principle all members of a society can experience at once, or if they feel that they are better off than their peers, which is divisive and not an aspiration that everyone can realise at once. The key thing is the way these two standards of comparison, the potentially harmonious and the socially self-defeating, interact. If people are becoming better off relative to their own past standard of living, they will care less about where they stand in relation to others. If they are not growing better off relative to their own past standard of living, they will care more about their placing in relation to others, and the result is frustration, intolerance, and social friction. Growth, in short, has moral as well as material benefits. Fin du texte numéro 21.